Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
A reading from Matthew chapter 13, where we hear Jesus say, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered it up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys the field." Most of us secretly, or some of us not so secretly, harbor a couple of dreams within our souls. First, there is the dream that virtually every one of us has. That is, we hope we can make it someday. We all desire to make a success of our lives, whatever that term success means. For some, it means providing security for their families. For others, it means going to the top of your career ladder. For others, it might mean being well known and respected by lots of people. Still, for others, it might mean doing what I want to do when I want to do it. The list really is endless. But the one thing that we do have in common is our desire to make it big, perhaps through our own hard work, good education, through our contacts, or our maneuvering to make it to the top. Whatever it takes, that's what we will do to fulfill our dream. Then there is the second dream, a dream that many have, although the more refined among us would probably not admit to it. We hope, dream, and even pray that one day we'll strike it rich quickly. Perhaps we'll win the lottery, or we'll inherit a fortune from a long-lost relative. Maybe we'll find a valuable antique stored in our loft, or win the pools. We snicker, but we think that the old lottery advertising slogan just might be true. It could be you. The dream is to get rich quick, without doing anything, just stumble into it almost by accident. Well, the parable that Jesus tells us in Matthew 13, verse 44, is just like that second dream. A man merely stumbles onto this treasure. He didn't know where it was. What a shocker. We find this offensive because, for us, we think the kingdom of God should be more like our first dream, something we have to work for, strive for, maneuver to obtain. But God's kingdom is more like treasure hidden in a field. We cannot do anything to earn it. We'll never deserve it. And there are no strategies to find it. We just stumble on it. But we might protest that if the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, that we merely stumble upon and it's discovered by accident, as it were, doesn't that make this too unpredictable? Too unfair? Too cheap? Too lucky? After all, when we hear about someone winning the lottery, often our first thought is, why him? Why not me? I deserve it just as much as he does. But Jesus is not describing cheap grace here. No, for the man went and he sold all that he had to purchase the field where he found the hidden treasure. He abandoned and jettisoned all that he had, everything. What he had been until that point is now gone. Everything is different for him. The treasure was not cheap, but it was free. It set him free to abandon all he had and all he was in order to obtain it. So is the moral of Jesus' parable: go on a treasure hunt and start digging up the surrounding farmland. No, there's no moral or even strategy here for finding the kingdom of heaven. There is no strategy. There's merely giving. All we Christians can do and say to people is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is before you today. Here it is. Your sins are forgiven you in Jesus' name. Receive that forgiveness, for it is yours. And what treasure it is! God's kingdom is yours today, even though you don't earn it, you don't plan for it, or even expect it. But it is yours today in Jesus Christ. He comes to you in His Word, declaring that you are forgiven, that you are righteous, and you are loved by God. Those words are for you, my friend, spoken by the Son of God Himself to you today. Treasure them. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.